الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we translate and discuss this ayat a little bit, let us all just think and think about ourselves, not about somebody else. Where do we fit in? What normally we call portfolio. Where do I fit in? Today, in today's world, for example, there are many people, Muslims, who are Muslims. By Allah also they are Muslims. Muslims also regard them as Muslims. But they themselves are such that, for example, their name also is not Muslim. They got a Muslim name, but the name they are known by is a non-Muslim name. Like, for example, a person is Ashraf, but all know him as Archie. Or a lady is Khadija, Auntie Kate, or something like that. So there isn't Islam in the name also. In the dressing of that person also there isn't Islam. In the actions of that person also there isn't Islam. But he is a Muslim. When he passes away, no questions asked. He is given a Muslim ghusl, kafan, dafan, burial in a Muslim qabristan. And inshallah by Allah also he is a Muslim. But let us think for myself, what is my position? And there are, mashallah, so many brothers, sisters also, when they became conscious, then they started telling people, don't call me by that name. My name is Abdul Samad, don't call me Sam. Etc. Many people have got this here. Then there are other people who have got Muslim names, but there is no Muslim, no Islam in their dressing, in their appearance, in their actions, in their behavior, in the surroundings where they are, there is no Islam. But they are also Muslims. When they pass away also, no questions asked. He is given a ghusl and dafan, everything, and buried in a Muslim qabristan. Then there are those people who are Muslims. They got a Muslim name. All know them by Muslim names. But their dressing is not Islamic. Their behavior is not Islamic. There are many people like that. They also, when they have to die, they are given Islamic burial, Muslim qabristan. Now each one of us think, I myself also, where do I fit in? Where is my position? And then there are those people who got Islamic names also, Islamic dressing also, but there is still a lot of non-Islamic things. For example, a man got a beard also, but his beard is a fashion beard, like just a little, what we call a goatee, just a beard here on the chin little bit. So he's happy, I've got a beard. Islam wants you must keep a beard. I got a beard. Or maybe he's just got a pencil line. Or maybe he's got a beard, but not fully grown, not one fist length. There are many people who just let the beard grow little. They don't allow it to grow more. Especially with the Arabs, that is common. The Arab beard covers the required amount, but they don't let it grow a first length. There are many who keep the proper sunnat beard also. And there are many who keep the beard also, but the trimming of the cheek, which is permissible, and the line between the cheek and the beard is the lower jaw bone. If you open your mouth, you can feel the lower jaw bone. That in Arabic is called lahya, the lower jaw bone. And the beard is also called lahya, from the lower jawbone. That means what grows on the lower jawbone. But many of us trimming the beard, the cheek, which is permissible, we go lower. And we trim on the side also. And Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that a person whose beard is one hair's breadth less than what is required, is this guna, is the same like keeping no beard. So how sad it is that there are many pious people, many ulama, but because we are not unmindful, we are not mindful of this. Allah reward our Shaykh who brought all this to our attention, that who are not mindful of it, then they trim their beard, but they go lower down, until it becomes like an L shape, or it goes a little bit more lower down. And for this, we have said many times, we offer a free service. Any person who's worried, he can ask, and according to what we know, how much Allah Ta'ala inspires us, we will be able to say whether the beard is according to sunnat or it's not according to sunnat. So that is one thing. So many other things, women wear burqa, but they got a fashion burqa, for example. And it doesn't really, the purpose of a burqa, the basic command of a woman is وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, that they must stick firm to their homes. According to necessity, they are allowed to come out, but then there are all regulations. So whether those regulations are being fulfilled or not, that has to be seen also. So there are Muslims like that also. Then, mashallah, we get Muslims who are properly topi, amama, everything, kurta, burqa, everything according to Shariat. But our thinking is not according to deen. And especially in our times now, if we just have to consider, for example, to make wudu the proper sunnat way, all of us know what is it. You must sit and make wudu, must face the qibla. But we all know that there are many masajid also where the wudu khanas don't face qibla. Now, if in the masjid also the wudu khana is not facing qibla, then what can we expect at home? And when sitting, what does it mean? For all of us, we are quite content. We sit on a stool, on a chair, or we sit on a build up place. The actual sitting is to sit like when we squat, when we're making wudu. Today, who of us even thinks of making wudu like that? And then, all of us, practically all of us, we make wudu from the tap. Whereas the actual wudu is from the mud. And later it became the lota. The lota also, but actually the mud. Very many of us have got the mud. We keep it there in the wudu khana, but it is just for show. It is also just like a showcase, like a showpiece case. Just for show it is. Very few of us use it. Many of us have got wudu khana in the bathroom, but we'll still make wudu by the basin. And we'll stand and make wudu. And perhaps our back will be towards the qibla. So we are Muslims, we make namaz, we perhaps making tahajjud also, nawafil also, but still our whole aspect of deen is still far from deen. So we have to think, so in these times when we have moved away, on the other side again, there is no need to be so despondent. In these times, even the little that we do, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Jazahumullah Khair have written, our ulama have written, that compared to doing nothing, to do this, what is being done, is million, million, billion times better. But also, remember on the other hand, let us not get stuck and just be happy with what we are doing. Like for example, a girl, she hasn't got a scarf on her head. She's just got a ribbon. And now there is some qirat getting on, she puts a ribbon properly. Now somebody say a ribbon, she say at least it's a ribbon, it's something at least. So one aspect, person, many times ladies, make their namaz so fast, and somebody says, how can you make namaz like that? And somebody else says, but at least she is making namaz. So there, let us get this attitude also of ours, right? That to do something is better than nothing, no doubt. But if we don't improve and you don't realize our weakness, we won't move forward, we won't stay where we are, we'll fall back all the time. And we have to carry on hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes and overtakes us. We have to try continuously to the best of our ability. So one is a person who is a talib, a person who is a seeker, a person who wants to move ahead, he will go ahead. So in dunya's matters, we are all moving ahead. Our houses, we vie with one another, our cars, our lifestyle, our holidays, even our umrahs, we compare with other people. For how many days you people went, how many days we went, where we stayed, where you stayed, etc. How many umrahs you made, we vie with one another in those matters also. But actually, in the actual deen matters, how much it comes in the hadith sharif, that as far as dunya's matters are concerned, look at those who are lower than you. Then you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. What you have got, what your position is, you'll make shukr. And in the matters of deen, look at those who are higher than you. Then you'll want to become better. But unfortunately, we do it the opposite. As far as deen is concerned, we say those people don't make namaz at all. At least I make Jummah namaz. Or I at least make Maghrib every day. In that way we compare with one another. Those people, they go gambling. We at least, we don't do that. We don't commit those gunas. And as far as deen matters are concerned, then we look at those who are lower than us. And dunya's matters, we look at those who are higher, that we also must reach there. And unfortunately, many times, we also don't consider halal and haram. Our elders of our old people, they were very particular. They were not against advancement in dunya, but they were totally against haram. Whether it is taking a loan from a bank, etc., or to do any haram business, when you have the means, you've got the money, then go ahead, do what is permissible and according to Sharia. And in that also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person has got R1 million, for example. One is, he can upgrade his lifestyle, buy a better car, go and live in a better place, buy a better home. And one is, he invests it in akhirat, and he makes his akhirat more better. Of course, that is much more superior. But hardly any one of us have got that line of thinking. We won't even think that let me help out somebody who hasn't got a car at all. I've got a car. It is still functioning properly, nothing wrong. But now I've got R1 million to spend. I can upgrade my car. But if a person thinks, let me help somebody who hasn't got a car. Very few of us. And that was the line of thinking of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Sahaba Ikiram. So we have to try and correct ourselves, bring ourselves on track again. And this attitude that I'm a good Muslim, that is what bogs us down, does not allow us to become better. If we have to look at what actual Islam is. So, and then again, there are so many of us who have got whatever these different categories, and there are more, everyone can think for himself, all the different categories. We find ourselves, many of us, in such surroundings which are not Islamic. For example, in the schooling thing, whether it is an Islamic school or whether any school, they know and they work. The walls have got all charts on them, various charts, and that is influencing them all the time. When we go out of school, we're working in a business environment. Perhaps we are working with all women, one man with plenty women around him. Or you are there, few Muslims there, and music is playing there. Intermingling of sexes, this is very common everywhere. At universities, what is the environment? In schools, what is the environment? In generally the workplaces, what is the environment? So much we are taught that if we just have to go to any of these public places which are anti-Islamic, then before you go, pull the shutters down of your heart. Let not those things influence us. But very few of us think. And how many of us are all the time, 8 hours of the day, we are in that environment. Neither did we pull our shutters down before going, and when we come out from there, neither do we clean our heart, make tawbah, istighfar. So our hearts are totally polluted in this case. And the sad part is, which the Quran Sharif explains, that when a person becomes like this, he doesn't realize it and he thinks, I'm on the right. When a person, whom Allah Ta'ala doesn't guide, he goes into misguidance and he is convinced, I'm right. And those who are right, he calls them that they are wrong. They are backwards, for example. They don't understand the dunya of today. They are living in a cocoon, in a different world they are living. They are not living in this world. So therefore, check ourselves. And remember, the benchmark, the criteria is not this dunya. It's not what people say. It's not what influential people say. It's not what any textbook says. It is what Quran and Hadith says. That, alhamdulillah, to that extent still, our iman is there. We know that what is in Quran and Hadith. And then also very important, the correct interpretation. Don't interpret the ayats of the Quran according to our whims and fancies. We must do it the correct way. Just to give us an explanation of that, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explains a person who goes to the masjid with his girlfriend, which is haram to keep a girlfriend only by nikah. Then it is permissible to have somebody. And on that also, usually a girlfriend is beautiful, while your wife is not beautiful to you. The attraction of the girlfriend is a lot. You look at her, you admire her, you joke with her, you laughing, smiling with her. But your wife got no attraction. And that is, the reason for that is, it's all a big discussion, which we have discussed many times also already, is that when our eyes are on other women, then the punishment Allah makes, your own wife doesn't look beautiful in your eyes. But if we abstain, fulfill the command of Allah, not looking at other women, and we take that little pain which is caused in the heart of not looking at any haram woman, then the reward from Allah, Allah makes your wife look as the most beautiful woman in the world. And you enjoy looking at her, and you are very pleased looking at her all the time. And that you have a life of Jannat in this world. So anyway, that is a separate subject. So you go with your girlfriend, and you take her to the masjid. Everywhere, every masjid you take her. For a woman to come to masjid is not permitted. But now you are taking her, and you pack your picnic basket also. And you go and have, instead of making namaz there, you go and eat in the masjid. And then you eat, and you eat everything. You swipe everything. You don't leave anything left. No leftovers. You eat everything. And then no namaz also. And then, this is the point which I wanted to try and illustrate, which Maulana explained. A person proves it from the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, O the children of Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Take your zinat to every masjid. And that girlfriend's name happens to be also zinat. Beauty. And many of us keep the name zinat, beauty. When non-Muslims keep their woman's name beauty, we say, what the name is this, beauty? But we keep the same name, zinat. We should keep names on the names of the Sahaba, on the names of the Anbiya, alayhi musallatu wasalam, which by large was a practice in us, and then unfortunately came a period round about the 70s and that, where many people were keeping names according to film actors, actresses, singers, dunya people. Then alhamdulillah, time came again where generally people are keeping names according to the Sahaba. Though they are other people, but according to the names of the Sahaba, all this is Mubarak, mashallah. So anyway, now you take zinat to every masjid and you say, خُذُوا زِينَتُكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدِ وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. And when you go there, you must eat and drink. And what you have got in your pocket, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Don't leave anything for waste. You must eat everything. And you say, you don't make namaz when you go to masjid. You say, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is addressing the believers, La taqrabu salah. So this is all ilm is sahih from the Quran. But our wrong interpretation, fahm is ghalat, wrong and must have the correct understanding also. That is also very, very important. So with regard to all matters, our benchmark is the Quran Sharif, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the correct understanding, the correct interpretation also. You must have fahm sahih, ilm sahih, the correct knowledge. Many people, our deen today is according to Western standards. It's not according to Quran and hadith. And then, after having the correct knowledge, the correct understanding also, the people who have the correct understanding, from them understand deen. And then after that, amal is sahih also. Just to reiterate this point, a father lying on his bed at night, he is retiring to sleep. He wants to take his medication or he just wants to drink a little water. He's feeling thirsty. He calls out to his son, Abdullah, bring me water. The son knows my father is lying in bed, so, and he knows the situation, and he's got the proper understanding. What will he take water in? A glass. Because his father wants to take his medication, he wants to sleep, he just wants to have a sip of water or something. But on Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, his son is standing outside by the car. His sleeves are all rolled up. And he says, Abdullah, the same words again. That is ilm sahih. The Abdullah, bring me water. Now, Abdullah, what will he take water in? A bucket, because he wants to wash the car. But if he hasn't got the proper understanding, then when he's asking for water while he's lying on bed, if you've got the wrong understanding, then you go with a bucket of water. And when he wants to wash the car, you go with a glass of water. So the words, or the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the Sahaba gave the interpretation. Then the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and that has come down. They knew the situation, the occasion, and they gave the proper understanding, the explanation of it. And today, if we, with our minds, we want to, many of us say, cancel all that, and we give our understanding of it. So we'll give a complete wrong explanation. It will be ilm sahih, but not fahm sahih. And then there can't be amal sahih. The amal won't be correct either. So Allah give us tawfiq. So for that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala in these ayat saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, aminu, you believe. Allah is addressing the believers and saying you believe. What is called tahsil hasil. That you've got a ball in your hand and somebody says, take the ball in your hand. But I got it already in my hand. Allah is addressing the believers and telling them to believe. So it isn't tahsil hasil. It is check whether you got the correct iman. You are claiming you got iman. Qal til arabu amanna. The Bedouins who were not people who are Bedouins, people from the deserts, right in the inside of the deserts. They got no chaplosi. They are two-tongued. What is in their heart is on their tongue. They don't say something and mean something else. They are very straightforward. Those people said, Amanna, we have brought iman. Allah says immediately, Allah who knows everything, the condition of everyone's heart, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't say we brought iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Yes, we have admitted. We have accepted Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ When Islam will enter in your heart, then you can say آمَنَّا. So there, here also the same, that don't just claim just by reading kalima that I brought iman. When the reality of iman will enter in your heart, then you got the right to say I brought iman. So Allah says that make effort to bring the reality of iman. Make shukr that we are saying we are Muslims. This is a very great thing. That I accept I'm a Muslim. I believe in Quran and Hadith. But don't stay at that level. Now bring the reality of it in our lives. Like the Quran Sharif itself, which comes in front. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That I say I believe in the Quran Sharif. But I believe normally our belief is that this is the book, the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And it's a great, great book that comprises of all the knowledge. Anyway, but how many of us, when it comes to the matters of hijab, which are all the ayahs in the Quran, not one, two ayahs, how many? But then we don't practice. There I don't believe. If I believe, I practice. I believe this is a fire, it's going to burn me, I don't go near that fire. I believe there is a snake, it will bite me, I don't go and play with the snake. So if we believe that the ayahs of hijab, then we are not practicing them. That guarding our gazes, we don't guard our gazes, that is a true believer. So that reality of iman is to come. So aminu billah, believe in Allah as you are required to believe. You have accepted, you have said you believe, which is very, very, very valuable. Also, just to explain that a little bit, on the day of Qiyamah, there are those people who are like us, Allah Ta'ala guide us, we have brought this iman, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala also, all people also accept it, but they will be in problems at the beginning. Many of such people, according to the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, will be Muslims, will have to go to Jahannam first. And when they get cleansed and purified, then they will enter Jannah. And those who brought the reality of iman, from the start, they will have enjoyment. No question of Jahannam. And they will go straight to the heights and their Jannah. Allahu Akbar. How many stages of Jannah? Which stage are we going to go to? So we must think about all these things, which is in our knowledge. We are aware of it. That just with the words of iman, which are also very valuable, but they are on the day of Qiyamah, they will only, their value will show much later. And the reality of iman will show its value right away. And everyone, according to the strength of his iman, on the day of Qiyamah, will be his condition. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, bring iman on Allah as is required. The proper iman on Allah Ta'ala. Wa rasulihi. Iman on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That he is my role model. Everything. And for that, Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh with the work of Tabligh and Dawat, and that he asked Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakaria Sahib to write Fazail-e-Amal in the Hikayat-us-Sahaba and see how the Sahaba took as a the benchmark the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is we going to follow there. Today we make lot of excuses. This is also permissible. This also is it's not necessary. That is not necessary. But they made, for example, one Sahabi, when he was told that your eyes can be treated, but for a certain number of namazes, you will have to make namaz, a sajda on a stone, lift it up and make sajda on it, not on the ground. He said, I can't make one sajda in my life. My eyes can go. But I can't make one sajda contrary to the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows. Today, muftis will give masala, it's permissible. We will say it's permissible. But so that benchmark, what we have to try for, this is permissible. You can make sajda as the doctors will tell you, muftis will allow you, your namaz will be made. But to have that level, so it is a matter of in the akhirat, what will be our condition. So, iman on Allah's Rasul. Wal kitab alladhi nazzala ala rasulihi. And the kitab which Allah had sent on his Rasul, the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif to have that conviction, that iman on it. Wal kitab alladhi anzala min qabl. And all the kitabs that were revealed before. That is the original, not the spoiled and changed version. The correct versions of the Torah. Injil, Zabur, etc. But for us it is the Quran Sharif. So those are the three basic things. Iman billah, bil Rasul, and wabil kitab. So see where we fit in. How much iman we have got? Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, was a great, great da'i. He used to explain that if at what level you are, make shukr and move up. In dunya we want to move. So in deen also move up. Become a better Muslim also. So those three things, let us check ourselves. Then the other things Allah explains, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ. Any person who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala, an open atheist, a munafiq, who shows he's a Muslim, but in his heart he hasn't got iman. Or we also have to check ourselves, how much do we really believe in Allah? Or have we got doubts whether Allah exists or not? Whether there is Allah or not? For this is the effort of Khanqa, that we make that effort, that that conviction comes into our hearts. We make our namazes with the conviction I'm standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Allah is talking to me. Hamidani abdi, asna alayya abdi, majjadani abdi, all Allah is talking to us. Sajda, akram ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbihi wa huwa sajid. That I'm the most closest to Allah when I'm in sajda. So all, as Maulana was explaining in the Ash'ar, that in the sajda, it's not just our head that is in sajda, not our tongues only that are saying subhana rabbi al-ala, but our heart is in sajda. We can well imagine, me, myself, every individual of us, one is my head is in sajda, one is my heart is in sajda. What's the difference? What a great difference there is. So all those realities have to come into us. So we believe, those who disbelieve in Allah, who are open atheists, who are munafiq, who have got weak iman, billah, wa malaikatihi, and the malaika, as after Asr today, Maulana Abdullah Maulvi explained that a person, even if he's in, he's alone, he should try and cover himself because farishtas are present everywhere. Allah is present everywhere. So your sitter, when you go in bath and that, and the actual pious people, even when they go in bath, they cover their sitter. So Allah forgive us, but at the minimal time. And when you know, and you make sure that nobody will see you. Even when you cohabit with your wife, the actual, don't become like, it comes in the hadith, don't become like donkeys, and you become naked in front of one another. Whereas today we learn that art of making love in that way, and having sex in that way. When the Islamic way is with respect and honor. So many things we are still falling far short. So we have to try and improve on all those things. Wal malaikati wa kutubihi, and who do not believe in the kitabs, and the opposite of it actually meant that believe in all the kitabs. All the kitabs Allah revealed, their teachings are in the Quran Sharif. So believe in the Quran Sharif. Wa rusulihi, all the rasuls, and the teachings of all the rasuls, Allah has put it in the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Well, yawmil akhir, and the main thing, believe in the akhirat. Today we are believing in this dunya's life, live it up, lifestyle, holidays, education system, everything of the dunya. And that is of the dunya people, and that is of the kuffar. There is no really Islamic things, whether it's the surroundings we are at workplace, at the public places, whether it is our own life, etc., we are more in that way of life. Let us bring an Islamic way of life. So all who do not believe in Allah, the malaika, all the kitabs, all the Anbiya, the day of Qiyamah, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. That person has gone very far astray. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif, when a person goes astray, then Allah makes him feel that I am right. He justifies himself. He is in the wrong. Like this for common example, that a person on a Monday morning on the freeway is driving in the wrong direction. And the freeway is busy. Cars are coming. They are all going opposite. So the traffic alert on the radio, they give an alert that all motorists must be careful. There is one motorist who is going in the opposite direction. And he can make terrible accidents. So all must be alert. He also heard it. Who was going in the wrong direction. So he also phoned in. And he said, not one is going in the wrong direction. All are going in the right, wrong direction. Only I am going in the right direction. He is the one who is going in the wrong direction and causing all the havoc. And he says, I am right, all others are wrong. That is how insan becomes in this world. He is on the wrong path. And he says, all those who are on the right are on the wrong. And me, I'm on the wrong, I'm on the right. And Allah Ta'ala makes this also for some people who don't want to do the right. Allah makes excuses for them. And then they say, because of this excuse, I can't do this. So we must have that jazbah. So where we are, make shukr and improve ourselves. Then, and also, remember, if we're not, we're just going to be where we are and we drop down. What will happen to our children? What will happen to our progeny? Where have we landed today? And if we move up, then the ummah will move up also. And whatever good we do is for us also. Man ahsana falinafsi, wa man asaa fa'alayha. Whatever good we do is for ourselves. And more than that, our progeny will benefit. Our family will benefit. Whatever good we do, the world will benefit. Even non-Muslims benefit from it. Hidayat comes then down proportionate to that. And our children, our great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they will benefit if we bring piety. And if we bring laxity, and we go against deen, and we follow the ways of the kuffar, we're going to suffer the consequences, our children, the environment, the people of the world. We are worried of the people of Gaza. We become more pious. It will help them also. Allah's rahmat will come down on them also. So we must become more conscious. So Allah give us tawfiq. The sum total where we are, make shukr and move up. Don't be despondent. And don't stay where we are and don't go. Otherwise we're going to fall down. And we fall so down that we can't get up again. And that is a very, very dangerous where we fall so down. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.